Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Baltimore City, it's the Budget Man Show!
This is my city. I won't leave because I love it. You hurt me.
Yeah, I hear you, Jordan. Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy Donnell Bonaparte, a.k.a. The Budget Man, and I'm back on the air. I feel so good, man. I had a lot going on over the last 4 years, and I mean, I could just tell you, it's been a terrific experience. Man, I done traveled. I got to see celebrities. I got to do big events. I mean, I did so much. I struggled. I gained my strength. I mean, I saw death. I saw people recover. I learned a lot of things. And all it takes for you to do is just focus on what you want to do. I mean, we are not perfect, but at the end of the day, when you strive for greatness, you know, nothing comes out of it but greatness. Like I said, we all going to have our trials and our tribulations. We're not perfect, but we got to strive for what we want. I had a chance to do the presidential inauguration in 2012. I actually was maybe 10, 15 feet away from President Obama. I actually did a VIP area with Jamie Foxx, and this guy was so cool, man. When I say cool, he was so cool. He came from outside his VIP with his bodyguards, and he said, "Look, man, I don't really need no bodyguards. Man, I'm going over here, and I'm going to dance with these people." And when he did that, you know, It made me look at some of the celebrities a totally different way. It's because just because you have a little money and a little fame, that don't mean you don't forget where you come from. And Jamie Foxx, I always respect this guy, man, because he don't forget where he come from. And it's not the first time I see him just show out in public and get amongst the people and just be himself, you know. And I respect that. And it was great. I got a chance to be in a VIP area with Alicia Keys. Very graceful woman. She was very classy, very respectful, nice and soft spoken. Oh, just so cool and beautiful. Just warmed the room up. Jennifer Hudson. She was very funny. She's very funny, very funny woman, and I respect her to the fullest, man. And I just had a great experience, and I love what I do. I was in the cooking, which y'all know. You know, I was a manager at one point in time, working for Center Plate. And they sent me on the road to do different things. I did the International Car Show. I did the SEIU event. That was about 20,000 people. I did the Microsoft event. That was about another 20,000 people, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That was in New Orleans, Louisiana. I went to Colorado. I spent time in Dallas. I spent time in Florida. I just had a great experience. I had a son. He's 3 years old now. His name is Landon. I got a son that's in high school. One son graduated from high school, actually. And I just love what I do. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay strong and stay positive and keep everybody floating above water. And the people that I'm really concerned about are my melanin folks. It's because we tend to be lost and misguided on information that's right in our face, and it's like it's hard for us to see. It's hard for us to understand that. And one thing I don't like is us just being ignorant, you know. And that's what this show is going to be about today. It's the comeback show, so it's kind of raw. I'm new to the new system that they have with the radio show, so just bear with me, and we'll be right back. I'm going to take a commercial break, and you know, I'm gonna play some music. And I just want everybody to, you know, be patient, and we're going to do this show today.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit. Keep your head up. Yeah.
action. Lay back in the midst of mansions. No fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustle and hardly think of culture or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes. Fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized and bitches. Watch that tears, pay your sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe and you can achieve, just look at me. Against all odds, though life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now.
Slowly upon praises I rush, and I can walk you through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came. Look back on showers for a reason I'm still feeling. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, survived the strain. And a man without a focus life could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhale the sherm smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange whispers, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my babies. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, and there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
I'm back. That was a song, a classic song by Scarface and Tupac Shakur, Smile. Yeah, I got to play all the classics. I got to keep it real up on here. This is an adult show. This is not no kid game. We're going to be real raw. Everybody can speak their mind. You can curse. You can say what you want. You know, as long as you be respectful to other people, it's all good. We can keep it going. Got a little local news right now. falls on Baltimore. The weather is currently 69 degrees. Humidity at 75%. Supposed to rain, but you know how it go in Baltimore. They always say, hey, it's going to rain, but it never rains. I just think the news people get paid off just to stand up there and just make money. I just think it's unnecessary. You can get some high school kids to do that and pay them, or some college kids that's not making no money and pay them. So, you know, it's all good. The Ravens lost today. Yeah, so what? We 0-3. That's fine. That's just the way it is, you know. But it's all good. You know, we still going to come out. Give them a round of applause. So what? We're a strong team. We ain't dying. We ain't going nowhere. But it's all good. I'm going to go on another commercial break, and I'm going to play a song by my man Hobson called Nocturnal Rainbow.
You think you're original? You ain't original. You were programmed to be you. You're a slave and you don't even know it. Shit you think of and even your thoughts. Let's step out the box for a minute. Yo, how do we know if God exists? How do we know it's positive? Are you the definition of an angel or the opposite? If you lost your wallet and I found it, I would not commit to stealing it. But if the tables turned, then you would pocket it. See, I've been me for so long, but I still don't know who Hobson is. How come I'm the one my teachers used to have a problem with? I show my music to different labels, they ain't too fond of it. But in the underground, I seem to get so many compliments. Say my name and it's like people get afraid and shook. But if you take a look, you'll see I'm nothing like an angry crook. I'm learning hands-on, you busy with your face and books. I'm here to benefit the world so heaven's where we're safely put. I'm not a devil, not speaking in tongues. I just wanna touch your heart, I try to reach it in song. I'm from where a child's future's on the streets with the bums. Because it's hard to be consumptive, so unique where I'm from.
When the sun's down, nocturnal rainbow soaring in the air so high. It may seem so that I can't speak, but the darkness provides the light for me. I don't wanna be lonely, and the moon is my only homie. If there's a higher power, then show me. Instead of nocturnal
Obama's president, so what to represent? Just because the niggas half black don't mean he's ever sent. You're clueless to evidence, and all the minds he's messing with. His charming smile hasn't got my ass about this death for shit. Frontin' like he's truly Jesus, and all you fools believe it. The change he's making isn't good, that's just how you conceived it. It's like we all broker than ever. It's due to reasons dealing with self-beneficial plans than the movement he's with, Illuminati, or whatever the fuck they go by. There's a reason weird shit happens, and we don't know why. Why did Michael Jackson start a tour then have to go die? How did rap music go from really good to so dry? Real artists get shelved and whack ones get famous. To leave masses brainless, a smart mind is dangerous. In their eyes, there probably ain't no real shit in your playlist. You just a product of what the government has created.
When the sun's down, nocturnal rainbow soaring, the air so high. It may seem so that I can't speak, but the darkness provides the light.
All right, now, I'm back on the air. That was my man Hobson. See, I got two callers on the line right now. Caller number one, go ahead. Are you
How
there?
How you doing, brother, man? This is Keon Johnson.
How you doing, Keon? How you doing, man? I was waiting for you to call, bro.
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, nothing, man. Everyday life in Baltimore City, you know. We just trying to survive here, make sure our youth good, take care of our families, and you know, make sure ourselves are stable, you know, have a nice foundation under our feet. So
right.
I'm glad you called in. I was, you know, anxious to give you this interview. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself right now.
Well, right now, we basically just started this after-school program that's about to start, and we're going to be having a whole bunch of enrichment activities. That's what we really push for in the Oliver community. It's strength, science, technology, reading, reading.
Hello?
My bad.
Hello?
Yeah, it seemed like
Hello?
You went down a little bit. Yeah, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm here, I'm here. Yeah, science, technology, reading, engineering, arts. Arts and math. That's the new program that we just started. We really push it coming from the Oliver community. We don't have no good after-school programs in this community, no recreation activities. So, you know, we try to do things, you know, within the community, you know, grassroots. So that's what
right.
we do.
Right, and you grew up around the Oliver community, right?
Yeah, I grew up, born and raised from around here. That's why I kind of know what's needed around here. You know, I done seen a whole bunch of changes, the good and the bad, the rebuilding, you know. So, you know, that's why we kind of successful, you know, putting things together, events and different things in this community. Grassroots.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely good, man. It's like you're considered the mayor around here, man. Like, it seems like you get more things done than a lot of the people who actually have the control to do the things, man. Yeah, I see you out there grinding from day one, you know, morning, noon, and night. At times when I got up in the morning to go to work at 6 in the morning, I see you out there at the same time or with the children, or even when I'm coming home at night, I see you with the children or just in the community, period, man, just doing what you do. Tell me what inspired you to do this.
Being a ball player, I traveled all over the world, and I seen a whole bunch of good communities, you know, with people giving back good programs, good stuff. And then when I came back home, I noticed we didn't have any. And I was wondering what was the problem. So, you know, I tried to do the best I can to bring those enrichments, those resources to my community, you know. You know, what I could do, I played basketball, so it was nothing for me to teach a kid or a child basketball. And you know, it don't cost nothing because I do it because I love to do it. But I learned, you know, that education is more important, you know what I'm saying? So we tend to address those issues before the basketball. Basketball is an incentive we use in the community. So, you know, kids love basketball so much. So since you love it so much, you're going to hit these books. If you don't hit these books, you ain't going to play ball. So that's the way
That's for sure, because a lot of kids thinking, oh, they can just go out there off their talent, you know, and just jump right into it without no education. And, you know, we seen what happened to a lot of people who get out there and don't have no education, and they lose their career in 2-3 years, and, you know, and they end up working at small businesses or don't even be working at all and struggling just because they don't have an education. And that's a good thing. Education is the key, y'all. Education is the key. And I see you be into the schools, man. You done brought kids raised from below to up or average, you know. And I done seen you post that because I'm a friend with you on Facebook, and I see that you post that, and that stuff is great, man. It's absolutely phenomenal to see that, you know. And it's great. I have a call on the line. 905-6079. Go ahead. Hello.
Yeah, I like the. Hey, guys, I like the topics you guys are going through. It's a great cause, man, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you, brother.
I think that y'all guys in the Black community doing a nice, good job, and everybody should learn from the things that you're doing and other things, because we had rough times when it came to the riots. We try to get back into form, and I hope that a lot of people can listen to this and follow back what you're trying to do to your community.
Right. They will. They listen. They best believe it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I got another call on the line. 419-336. Go ahead. Who are you? Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm Danielle Acosta. I was just calling to listen in to the call and put in some input. I just really appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that's going on in the community. You know, I'm an advocate for, you know, Black-owned businesses and Black support for youth, everything. So I definitely appreciate everyone that's on the call and everyone that's, you know, that's up in the community.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Danielle. And I want everybody to listen up. Danielle has two nice businesses that black owned. She is the head operator of it. I need everybody out there that's listening to support her. She's a notary public. Instagram Danielle_mobile notary, Danielle Acosta, gmail.com, facebook.com/Danielle Acosta. And she also has her own nail and pedicure and manicure thing going on. It's called Mama and Binti Nails. Binti means mother and daughter in Swahili. That is so awesome, and it is so great to see a young sister like her and her daughter just doing what they do, man. I mean, this is phenomenal. And I'm gonna tell you a little bit about it. No acrylic. That no gels. Just all natural products, and you can't beat that because you're not gonna get that around in these Asian stores that everyone's going to spend their money at. If you can spend your money at the Asian store, you can spend your money with Sister Danielle. And I can say from what I saw, hey, she's great. She's good with the hands. I'm telling you right now. Make your feet look like you're walking on feathers or something like that. I'm telling you now. You can call her at 443-401-9336. You can make an appointment. She can do house calls. She even accepts credit cards, right?
Yes. Children parties, ladies night out. I'll be at Reflections Eternal Barbershop on Charles Street between Thursday of Charles and 25th, this Tuesday from 10 to 4. I'll be there the last Tuesday of every month from 10 to 4. Doing pedicures and manicures. You can just walk in and get your hair cut. The Black Home Barbershop. Come in and get your hair cut, get your pedicures done, your manicures done. I'll be there from 10 to 4 every Tuesday, the last Tuesday of every month. And then, you know, I'll add on barbershop and salons as I go, but right now I'm there last Tuesday every month.
Cool. Right now, y'all, we got to take a commercial break. I'm going to play a song called by the guy named The Weeknd. When we come back, we're going to start discussing the topic about police brutality. Everybody just hold on, and I'll be back at you.
I'm a jet for you.
Lene.
You make it look like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. So long when you hold my senses. Cause I hate when the moment's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Is everyone there?
Yeah, we here, brother man.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear everybody now. Back to Keon. I didn't mean to cut the interview short. I still have a few questions for you. What are the long term goals for this OC250 movement?
We working on purchasing our own facility. You know, right now we partner with the school and we got some partnerships with the churches and stuff, so they allow us to use their facility for a lot of our events, you know, when it's cold and stuff. So, but you know, we don't like going to other people for things that we want to do. So, you know, you got to invest in self. So, you know, we got everything lined up, but we want our own facility so we can run our own program, you know, with nobody over top of us telling us what to do and how to do it.
Yeah. The way it's going, it looks like it's going to happen, man. The way how things are operating and how y'all just keep everything going, it looks like that it can happen in the near future, man. Like, and I'm definitely a supporter. I wish I could get out there more, but I'm definitely a supporter from a distance, man. And when I can, I definitely be there. And do you think that once when you get situated with the facility, no one's looking over you, y'all handling everything, do you think this movement can move out of Baltimore, expand to different states?
Oh, yeah, I believe it could. But the most important thing, it got to be from the grassroots, you know, the people from wherever they want these things, these resources, they got to be from there to make sure that it's working. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we more focused on here and we want to make sure that it's 100% working here before we reach out and try to help anybody else. You know, and you know, we don't want to help anybody else now while we try to, but we're focusing on our community because we want to make sure it's 100% proof and it's working for us first before we try to expand.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. This summer y'all had basketball events, man. Tell me a little bit about that, because I see that it went positive. And how long was it, and what did you get out of doing that event every weekend and bringing the guys together in the hood?
Oh, man, it was our first basketball league. We ain't have a basketball league since I was probably 6 years old around here. But, you know, last year we had some events for the kids, and we noticed that there was a lot of stuff happening around the community. And we found our target audience. It was a lot of our youth, teenagers, starting things, breaking into cars, fighting. And it wasn't at the basketball court, but it was around the community. So this year we wanted to organize a league for the youth. So, you know, right. we got them together. We know our people. We know the people who are doing it. So, you know, we know the things they need. So we organize a basketball league for them to be present. You know, everybody buying into what we believe in, you know. You know, unity, working together as a unit in the community. So, yeah, a nice event. 9 weeks strong. No fights, no altercations. Police didn't even walk through our basketball court to make sure anything was wrong or whatever the case may be. We didn't see them. So we actually did this with the people within the community, you know, so we all believe in it. And it was positive. I loved it this year.
That was great, man. Like, it just, like, everybody, when I walked to the store, was like, yo, go to the basketball court, man. Live up there. And one time I came and I just stood there and I looked. Everybody just looked like they were just enjoying that stuff. Not to mention the videos that were posted from different people and from you. I'm like, man, this is what I'm talking about. You don't get that too often in communities without a fight breaking out or a shooting happening or just something stupid happening amongst ourselves as people of color, you know. And it's sad that we can't have great events like this all the time. And this first experience was a great experience, and I know it's plenty more to come. You know, just keep it up, man. I definitely appreciate everything that you're doing for the community, man. And I think everybody in this community appreciate what you're doing also, man. Like, just stepping it up, man. It takes a village, like you say, man. It takes a village to raise the community, the children, whoever is in this community. It takes a village. It just can't be no one-man army. But you as a role model, stepping up, doing what you're doing, man, you like a one-man army. I definitely respect it.
Somebody in the background. A lot going on in the background. You know,
somebody,
I don't know who that is on the line.
Somebody cut their phone.
Tell people to mute their phone.
Well, tell that person in the background that you're on the phone, you're on an interview, man. yeah, that's definitely That's definitely good, though, man. We got the issue that I was going to discuss today is about police brutality. I want to discuss the Freddie Gray situation. I don't want to spend too much time on it because we all know what's going on with that situation. But there's some new developments that's going on now that the cops are talking about that they shouldn't be charged just because they didn't put a seat belt on. They shouldn't be charged with any kind of crime. Like, what do you think about that, Keon?
Oh, man. Hey, they've been doing that for years, man. You know, a while back I was arrested. They ain't never really locked us in once they put us in that paddy wagon or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
I think they should be charged because, I mean, just like we got to follow rules, they got to follow rules, too. However, the rules apply, if they break the rules, they gotta be punished, just like they punish us. So, you know, that's what I believe in.
They punish us for loitering and stuff like that, little stupid stuff, you know, like. And that's part of that protocol. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. They have a pamphlet that they have to follow by when they do things like that, you know. And I just think it's just unnecessary for them to even try to come about that and be on be offended about being charged with that. It's just a waste of tax money, a taxpayer's money, you know. I just don't get it, man. So what you think about it, Danielle? Danielle.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What do you think about it?
I'm coming to get with your question. I heard some of it, but I didn't hear. I'm going
to
make sure.
What do you think about the officers trying to get some of the charges dropped about them not putting the seatbelt on and that they shouldn't be charged with particular charges?
Well, I think you already know some of what I'm going to say. But,
so go ahead, yeah. Just a clear head. It's adults here, you know. You speak whatever you want to speak, go ahead.
My stance with that, but it's not surprising. It's not surprising to me. That's the game that's played. And they're gonna stand up for them, but I just, you know, instead of me just kind of because it's not surprising, I'm not even gonna speak on their position. I more or less have to speak on our position and how we have to pull together more,
right,
and become stronger as people, so we are able to you know, get that power, so we can stand up and actually make a difference in our community.
Right.
They got their community together. That's why they're able to do those things. That's why they're able to, you know, be contradictory in their laws. Be contradictory in all that they do. So, you know, we can't look at them and point at them because they're going to do what they got to do. They got their laws in place and stuff like that. But if we come up and we rise up all together, then you know.
And that's a good point that you said. They have their communities together already, and you know, we got to get out together. That's a great point. And like I said, that OC250 movement right there is definitely helping us, you know, to get our community together. What you doing with your business? Helping the community get together, you know. And I just definitely appreciate everything that everybody doing. We definitely need to stick together. We need just more time together and just be knowledgeable of our surroundings. Just educate people around you. No, don't down on one. Don't make it seem like you're smarter than the next person. We'll just give them, just feed them. Even if you got to spoon feed them the education about what's going on, just spoon feed them. Caller 905. I didn't get your name. What's your name? Caller 905. Hello?
My name is Tord.
Huh?
My name is Tord, man. I think you're all doing a very good job, you know. I don't know if somebody's breathing on the phone real hard, but I can barely hear what's going on. But the topics are doing is beautiful. I love the inner city. I just moved here from Oakland, and everything is cool in Baltimore. I came from Oakland where it was gang members and shootouts and things like that. And I think that the things are in Oakland is similar to the things that are going in Baltimore. You are a little bit smaller than us, and it's real rowdy here, but I love Fellows Point, the Inner Harbor, the Inner City. I've done painting around Baltimore and artwork. I love it here.
Oh, cool, cool. How long have you been here, Todd?
I've been here for like 4 years.
Okay, I came here. If you don't mind me asking, are you European descent?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what do you think about police brutality against people of color?
I do see, as being an Oaklander, I do see there's a problem because a lot of guys there did get ridiculed for things that they were doing, and I see the same thing as happening here. I think the police should just have a system that instead of looking and deceiving black folks and others of doing wrong, they should just look and see people because it's a sad situation when it's with harassment going around for a lot of years out of inner cities all over the United States.
Okay. Have you ever experienced any kind of racial profiling or any kind of police brutality?
I have not.
Okay. Have you had anyone in your family or anyone close to you?
My sister once dated a black guy, and she said that they went out and, you know, something of that nature.
Oh, okay. So be more specific. You know, give us some details.
You know, she just said that she was riding in the car with a black boyfriend, and the police just happened to stop the car because the car was, like, a nice car and all, and he wanted to know, thought it was prostitution going on, so she pretty much got ridiculed for being a prostitute. She's in an expensive car with a black guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that happens sometimes. I mean, nothing you can do about that. But it's all good. Like I said, we all got to stick together. You know, some people just see people. Some people see color. You know, me personally, I'm a guy that's, you know, more about my melanin food. So I'm heavy on that. And I'm not a racist. I'm not prejudiced. I just love my melanin folks. And I just think that if you, you know, support them, maybe they'll be stronger. And if you just show them support. If you ignore them and ignore their needs and disrespect them, that's when, you know, they're going to continue to fall off. And I don't know, man. We just got to stay strong and be positive with everything we do, every single thing that we do. So, I'm going to take another commercial break. I'm going to do some prank calls. I like to do prank calls. That's what I do. So I need everybody just to, you know, hold on again. I'm going to play a song from my collection that I recorded. I do a little music myself. I just do it, you know, for fun and entertainment. And just tell me what y'all think. I'm going to just play this joint. I ain't going to play the whole thing. But I'm gonna play summer.
Beats planets.
Man, I found out life ain't been about people. It's about good and evil. Can you handle these people? I be writing. I mean a straight line to the top, never look back. Now I look how I used to live, my life was off track. I'm pushing locomotives, always blowing smoke. Hardest, darkest, coldest. My brother used to punch me in my chest and said, you better not give up.
Teardrops fall like rain. All I'm praying for a better day. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Teardrops fall like rain. All I'm praying for a better day. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
All right, I'm back. What do y'all think about that? That's just a little something, you know. I used to be a rapper, but now I'm just doing it for fun. What you think about that, Keon?
That's good music to my ears, man. You know, I like it, man. I gotta get some of your music, man. I mean, you let me know about none of that, brother, man.
Yeah. I kind of shied away from it. You know, I was like, oh man, it's too much style switching up going on. I just want to stay genuine. The way the music going nowadays, you know, I just kind of fell back. You know, that's all. But definitely, I can definitely get you on the track.
Man, the best thing is get y'all styles up, man. You gotta be able to adjust the different stuff, man. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, definitely. What you think about it, Danielle?
I like it. It's a nice groove. It's a nice. It's definitely a nice groove. Something definitely in the message behind it. So I definitely like it.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Todd, you still there, Todd? What you think about it? You listen to any rap music?
Yeah, I listen to all type of music. It seems like something you can like get on a nice groove, smoke a little trees or whatever.
Yeah, Todd.
That was up,
Todd. You listen to Bob Marley, Todd.
Yeah, I'm a fan of all music. I really just got hit in the rap to do hardcore rock and roll, you know.
That's cool. Look, I got some random numbers that I'm gonna just call and I'm gonna do some pranks on it. Just listen, and I just want to, you know, do a little fun and keep it nice and fun here, man. You know, then we gonna jump back into a topic. I got some stuff. I'm gonna let y'all laugh a little bit. Just check this out.
Hello.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back, going over my head?
Who is this?
You said I'm bringing heat on you. I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
Who the fuck you talking to, motherfucker?
You know, I don't want to bring this up, but you've been treating a lot of people with a lot of disrespect, even your own wife.
Motherfucker, you don't know me.
Fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
You kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you. You only exist out here because of me.
You suck my motherfucking ass.
I'm with counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows.
I'll kick your mammy motherfucking ass. You don't know me. You better go get the fuck back on the banana boat and kiss some motherfucking mighty ass. That's what you better do.
You're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head
fuck
again.
I'll knock your fucking head off your shoulder.
I think I want my money back.
Motherfucker.
You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
I tell you what, motherfucker. Come on, put it. I tell you where the fuck I'm at. Come on, put it. You won't put no motherfucking mind out to sleep.
You know I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what the fuck.
If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you?
Motherfuck you. Don't call my fucking house with no bullshit. You get fucked up. Son of my bitch.
All right, y'all. I like to pick with people. I like to mess with people sometimes, you know. So we're back on the air. Now we're going to go to another topic. We're going to talk about the violence amongst each other. Now, we have a tendency of hating each other. We look at each other's skin. We hate the way someone else walks. We hate the way someone else talks. We just hate the way other people look. And as people of color, I just don't understand. Because just 50 years ago, we were being beat, lynched, raped. everything. Marching, we've been shot in the street. I mean, now I just don't know where did we go wrong, man? And, you know, what are the solutions? What can we do to change these people's perspective on life, man? I don't want to say it's too late. I just all I hear is people saying, hey, man, it's too late, man. It's nothing you can do, man. It's nothing you can do. I mean, what can we do, man? Like, if this is an epidemic here, like, it's getting out of hand, man. Else guys aren't seeing the age of 21. Out somehow women aren't evil. Like, what can we do, guys? Someone feel me. That's all with Keon. Let me know what's your thoughts on that, man.
Man, we got to apply pressure to people in office, man. You know, they the ones controlling what's going on. They controlling the funds that's going into communities and the programs and stuff. So the people in office, man, who make the decisions. You know, we got to make sure we vote the right people in. So things that the urban community need, we can get, you know, what we need. Not what we want, but what we need, you know, education, you know, employment, you know, and housing. You know, that's the condition we live in the urban communities. Everything is bad. All the conditions we live in around here is bad. But, you know, we surviving through it. That's what makes us strong black people, you know, growing up in these communities. It makes us stronger. So, but, you know, it's political.
Yeah, definitely. It's like every time we turn around, you know, the politicians call a shot to benefit them or the communities their family live in. Or, you know, it just sickens me, man. I just hope going forward that we can put some people in office, especially in the small communities in Baltimore, to help out. Oh, we got a guy by the name of Gary Crum that's running for the 12th, and the guy seemed like he's willing to try to make some good changes, and we got to support the brother, young brother, Eastside Certified. And, you know, I hope once we get in the 12th district that he can definitely make changes, you know, that a lot of people couldn't make. You know, he's young. He's rambunctious. I mean, we need people like that. We need young people. See, like, the older politicians in the office, they just, like, you know, they kind of, like, laid back and they stuck in that way. They aren't going to change anything. And I really haven't seen those results. The older politicians really stepping in and changing anything. So I support all the young politicians that's running right now, and they got all my support. So what you think, Danielle?
I definitely believe with the political standpoint, you know, people being in office, but I think it also starts with, you know, go back again to the black community and just us knowing ourselves and knowing our history. If, you know, I think history lays the blueprint for, you know, with now, everything that goes around, you know, comes back around. So, you know, the blueprint is definitely in our history. We, you know, read our history, read our books, and read our true history, not, you know, the history that they're teaching us in school, what they're teaching our children in school, or even in college, what they're teaching us in college. But we go to our true history, to our ancestors, and definitely see what they have done and what they have laid, that they laid the groundwork for and things like that, and just go off of that. I think that we can and be a little bit more, instead of just words, but be about your actions, and really just know our history and know, you know, the beast that we are fighting against. You know that, then we can definitely make a change and make a difference.
Yeah, that beast right now has control of a lot of things, man. And it's, you know, it's sad that the beast was able to, you know, take control like they did in the ways that they did it. And now it's like our people are beasts amongst each other now, you know. So you definitely got to know our history.
Just being pawns in the, you know, even in the political aspect of it, just being pawns. And we think that sometimes, but if our people are in office, yes, I get it, we're in office, but if you just playing a game, this game of chess, or you just one of the pawns on the chessboard, if you don't know your history. So you can be in office all day, but if you don't know your history, then you're just playing a game. You know, you're just being a pawn on that chessboard.
You just been a puppet, pretty much, yeah, you know. You're not calling the shots. I tell you, the person in a down on the history and they're in the office, they just pretty much being a pawn or a puppet, like you said, you know. History, not history. People get it confused. his story, a lot of European literature and history is ours. Without us, there is no history. And people don't know that. Without us, there is no history.
Yep.
Hey, Todd, what you think about that, Todd?
I'm not going to really dig into that. I just say fight for the cause.
Hey, that's cool. Good answer, Todd. Good answer. Good freaking answer. You said something, Danielle?
No, I was just... So I respect your answer,
Todd. Yeah, definitely. You know, being a
good okay, man, thanks, guys. Hey, I'm not trying to get into a racial battle and, you know.
No, we get you.
It's all good, man. Because on my prior shows, I had a guy named Scotty Joe. He was from Alabama, and he called the show, and he didn't like no one. He didn't like his own self. He didn't like his daughters. He didn't like nobody. He was a crazy redneck, and he just didn't care about nothing. And he never called no one niggas or none of that kind of stuff. He never went that far, but he just used to talk cold cash shit. That's what he was. And I wish I could get in contact with Scotty Joe about this particular situation. I'm surprised he didn't call, because I got in contact with him. He said he would call, but I haven't heard anything from him yet. And I think y'all guys would like Scotty Joe. Let's go to the education system that we have in Baltimore City schools. Teachers not getting paid well. They're overcrowding the classrooms, and I don't think children are able to learn like this. People don't understand that the school system was actually made from the church system. You know, how you just sit there and you actually watch the pastor talk, and they still feel by that old system now. And like Dr. Yuval Johnson said, they did studies on it. And if you're active in classes and you're moving around and you're doing activities with children, they tend to learn more. They tend to feel, especially young men, that testosterone starts to kick in, and they're not more as disciplined as young ladies with the estrogen, so they can sit still for long periods of time. And we all know some women are more disciplined, or young girls are more disciplined than the guys, and they're able to do that. And if you look at the church system, when you go to church, you'll see people just sitting there for long periods of time, just listening, you know. And I think that needs to change. I think the school system definitely needs to really start doing more productive activities when it comes to learning and really start digging more deep into our history. So what y'all think about the education system in Baltimore?
I think it's just still starting to make it like that, man. This is Scotty Joe. Now, you wanted me to call you online? Now, here I go. I think the system should stay the way it is, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Somebody's got to get in those prisons. My family down here, we work in prisons here. That's the way we feed ourselves here. Mm-hmm. Not alone, we feed ourselves naturally in the swamps. We go get alligator, we go get bear, we hunt everything down and eat here. We save money. That's what it's all about. So, the order to save money in our states, we need y'all to get in those prisons now. Not in the middle of it, doing all those prisons
wow.
in all states of Maryland and all of that. I work on a fishing boat myself. I work on a fishing boat. Through the years, I made millions of dollars collecting gator, skinning them, so people can make meat out of them, everything they want to make.
Scotty Joe, I'm talking about the education system in Baltimore, Scotty.
It's all about what I'm saying. If you stop the education, to make the education prosper in your state, you got to get the bad apples out of the pot.
Okay, Scotty, I'm going to cut you off.
Danielle,
what you think about the education system? Scotty Joe's tripping. That's what he do. That's my guy, though. He always on all my shows, and that's my guy. Go ahead, Danielle. What you think about it?
The bad apples. Oh, okay. So who exactly is the bad apple?
Well, you look at them every day you walk along your street. You look at them. It's your own kind. You see, I watch all news from everywhere. I think the Freddie Gray case, I thought the police did do bad, but y'all had to turn your own communities up here. See, down here, we don't have all that here.
On TV to a tube, so you actually don't know. You don't even know what somebody's showing you. So what you speaking on? Come on, man, speak on what
I'm
you know.
I'm speaking on your corruption. You're taking drugs from your pharmacies. You're banging up your communities. I've seen a guy who cut a fire hose, man. What type of shit is that? Somebody cut a fire hose.
Yeah, it's
so you worried about a fire hose, but it was a human, being, a life that was taken.
I just say it. I think the police did you wrong in that case, but you guys cannot turn your own communities up.
You guys.
You just can't do it. You guys
so,
can't
so
do
the,
it.
So the drugs that's in the communities, how did they originally get here? Oh, it wasn't y'all?
Hey,
it was us.
Okay.
On a fishing boat.
Hey, you work on a fishing boat, right? That's how the drugs got here, Scotty. You said you work on a fishing boat. You do all kinds of stuff.
I can't discuss the prophecy of my boat. I go and where I tell you to go. I go and fish, and I make a living for my family.
But you need to come to Baltimore and actually see what's going on here. Don't just go off with the media telling you. Why should I come there?
You guys ain't got good fishing. You guys, only thing you guys is prosperity is Maryland crabs. And that's that. You guys can't cook a good crab cake, I heard.
You never taste nothing in a crawfish cake.
A crawfish cake and top crab cake all day long, buddy.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
you sound like you don't even have a man, ma'am. You sound like you don't have a man. You're all supposed to be successful and all, and you're successful. You don't even got a goddamn man. Won't you get a man? Learn how to cut hair. Can you cut hair?
Can I cut hair?
Oh, he's just mad because the Ravens lost.
Where do you find this guy at?
I can't hear you, Keon. What you say?
I said we knew he had a good fish.
Hey, I can't speak up a little bit. I can't hear you. You sound muffled.
I said, tell a boy Todd, we know how to gut a fish. I mean, stay in your line, brother, man. Only thing you're talking about is what you heard or what you saw on TV. Not nothing that what you know. So, I mean, you shouldn't even speak on it, man. Keep quiet, just like under the last question you couldn't speak on. You said something like, so on this situation, same thing. You know, keep your mouth closed, man, because you don't know nothing about it, man. You're ignorant because you don't know. I mean,
When you say your name, my name is Scotty Joe. I'm not no damn tart, man. I'm from Alabama.
Scotty Joe, Billy Joe, I mean, whatever you want to be called, man. I mean, that goes to you, whoever you are, buddy.
Yeah, I told you I'm Scotty Joe, one of the wildest, man. He always called my show and always cut up, man. So don't mind Scotty Joe. That's just Scotty Joe.
Right, no, he must be a heckler.
I'm just trying to bring a true human to you guys. You get up, this guy getting upset. He's supposed to be all successful and all in basketball league, and he's getting upset.
Yeah.
He's talking about running for office.
I'm only a resident. I never said I was running for office, buddy. That ain't for me. I ain't in that political field, buddy. I'm an average Joe, man.
Well, if you're doing no good in all your community, you should do it. Help out that, pal. Chase your battle your own pride.
Yeah.
Scotty, don't get a fish or something.
Yeah, for real. Like, you had nothing to do. How your daughter doing, Scotty Joe? How's your daughter?
I don't have a daughter at this time. She messed with youth colors guys. She messed with youth colors guys and had three children by a guy. I don't let her anywhere. I got out of the boating business. She's done.
That's an education question? Okay. All right. Let's talk about that.
He is funny.
Way to go, Scotty Joe.
Yeah, right. Good role model, Scotty Joe. Thanks a lot.
Anytime you guys want to come to Alabama and come and work on my boat, you're welcome.
All right, Scotty.
I'm working on your boat.
Great, dog.
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I'm back. Scotty Joe, you heard that. Ain't no stopping us now. And I don't care what you're talking about.
I ain't trying to hear that jibber jabber.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, Scotty Joe. Now, that's gold. We're gonna skip the subject. Hey, Keon, did you get your insight on this education system?
I think they should be paid more. They underappreciated. You know, they put in a lot of time. But not only that, it's more parent participation. You know, the teachers doing their part, but when the children go home, you know they still stuck in their little system that, you know, it's not broken. When they come back, it's hard, man. We just need the parents to buy into what the teachers doing. That's my thought on the education system. We need the parents to step up just as well. The teachers need to be, you know, appreciate it more.
I definitely understand that. And speaking of that, I wanted to touch base on the topic about how raising children and being a friend to them or being a parent. And I think I'm gonna admit to this to everyone. I think I kind of messed up like that by being more of a friend to my oldest son, but he's 18, and instead of being more of a parent, and then he started, you know, to go out there and do a little thing, and then when I cracked down on him, you know, it's like, oh, dad, you know, it was more so like a friend, a homeboy kind of relationship, which now I'm breaking it. It's broken. But it was just like kind of hard for me due to the fact that I wasn't more of a parent to him. I treated him like a regular person, you know, and I messed up like that. And by me doing that, he wasn't focused on certain things, you know what I'm saying? So now I've got him back focused. He's doing what he needs to do. But it was hard for me, you know what I'm saying? I cried. I chased him around. I mean, I left 12 o'clock at night. I got an infant at the time. When Landon was a baby, I'm leaving the house chasing after, you know, my oldest son, trying to make sure he could, due to the fact I know where I went wrong at with the relationship. And you're absolutely right. If we buy into the program with the teachers, because the teachers reached out to me a lot. You know, I stayed up to school with them. And, the teachers reached out to me and was like, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And, you know, I wanted to do it my way. I was ignoring what the teachers wanted, you know, what he was trying to help me to do. And I was ignoring. I was like, man, no, I got it. And the results backfired. So I definitely understand that situation right there. I got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, the fact is that discussing is magnificent. The community in Baltimore is such a mess. I've seen what happened. I've seen it all. World leaders, we have all types of celebrities, have not done anything for the communities. If you grab a handful of them, they could raise their own damn country. If you get your Jay-Z's, your Oprah, your P. Diddy's, and so on and so forth, they could, poverty level would disappear here.
So what that got to do with the education system? I didn't understand what you were saying.
Because it starts from the leaders that we have are black. The black leaders have to put money back into the school systems. I understand that it seems like they just can't do it. If you get all the things I just discussed, that they could do it if the poverty level, the education level were prosper here.
So you think if they invest into the schools with new books and new computers and new desks and new lockers and new lunch menus, that, you know, children will prosper from that? You think that's what you're saying?
I believe so. I mean, okay. So because the people have the money to ensure education, hunger, and homelessness in the city.
I have another call on the line, 531 number 9805. Who's that? Hello? Another call on the line, or are you just listening in?
You got scaredy cats. Honey, you got scaredy cats, man. These people don't want to talk about positive things here. They're scared, man. They're scared.
We're gonna go to another topic. We're gonna talk about the upcoming election. What y'all think about the upcoming election with this presidential election that's going on with Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump should be president.
Hey, can you relax? Can you relax?
This was my opinion here.
Okay, I'm talking about this Donald Trump and Ben Carson and Hillary Clinton. What do y'all think about that? What you think about that, Keon? Hello, Keon, you there?
Yeah. Can you repeat that question, brother man?
Yeah, what you think about the presidential election that's coming up? What you think about this Donald Trump character, this Ben Carson character, and Hillary Clinton, and whoever else running?
Man, you said it best, man. They all characters, man. You know what I mean?
They all characters.
So, you know, that's basically what it is, man. I ain't speaking too much on it, though, but I ain't with it. I ain't for it. I don't agree with it, you know. But, you know, I listen.
Right. I got you on that. What you think about that, Danielle?
I'm a piggyback off of that answer. It's the same thing. Like, I'm not even, following. It's all the game. It's all politics. Right. It's all the game. And it's all, it's not for us anyway. So.
Right, I definitely agree on that. I'm glad. I kind of figured I was going to get answers like that, so I just had to ask anyway. I kind of figured that I was going to get the answers like that. Scotty Joe, what you think about it?
Donald Trump for president. Donald Trump for president. Is that you? Listen to me now. You guys talk about your communities this and your communities that. If Donald Trump becomes president, it's probably the best thing for you guys' community. Why? Because when he builds that gate or fence and gets the Hispanics and the Mexicans to stay out of America, you guys' kind could get a job. Because they got all the jobs in Maryland, I heard. The Mexicans have all the jobs in Maryland. So if they send them back home, and you maybe use guys to start hanging out in the street and doing your woogly boogly stuff and make a living for your families.
Wow, Scotty Joe.
You get information, Scotty. Don't nobody want y'all's jobs. I can let you know that. No one wants their jobs. That's why we have business owners. That's why you have business owners and their own entrepreneurs on this line. You don't have anyone.
Usually, the first one, I bet if you have a multi-million-dollar business and with the business that you have been doing, you'd be the first one to hire Mexicans to clean your shop. So don't give me that.
Negative.
When you're your own kind, you can keep the money. You keep the money in your own kind perspective, and in your community, and it could help it out. You might get grow a tree there.
Anyway, Scotty. Like I said, black-owned businesses. That's what it is. We don't need the job.
That's Maryland.
That's not what it is. So I'm pushing. Black-owned businesses, black entrepreneurs, and start their own businesses. And, you know, people will need the job, things like that, but we definitely, I don't know what you're talking about. No, not Donald Trump for president.
I believe you watch too much of the Empire or something. You guys need those
Empire,
guys to go back.
Scotty.
To South America, you guys need them to go back there because you guys can have a living. Because
okay.
They're taking all the jobs from you.
All right. And you're worried
that's
about
why your that business, hey, Scotty, that's why your business fell off, man. Ain't nobody trying. That's why you so mad, man. Oh, you doing
I'm on the boat now. I'm driving Bill all year round. There's money in this business here. Fishing and gathering. There's money.
You hack on the boat.
Where? You stay.
Funny dude, man. Funny guy. All right, we're gonna move on. We're gonna go to health issues in the black community. There's a lot of health issues. People aren't eating healthy. A lot of people aren't willing to step out the box and change their diets and drink the right fluids, or just they not willing to do that. There's a lot of stuff out here. And speaking of eating healthy, the garden. We have a garden in the community, and thanks to Keon Johnson with the promotion of the garden, I was able to go around and get me some nice zucchini, cucumbers, and you know, I think some radishes. I got some good fresh stuff. How's the garden going, Keon?
The garden going pretty good, man. We got big plans for the children working in the garden. We know if the children will grow fresh produce, they would tend to eat fresh produce. So, you know, there's no fresh food market around here. So that's big for our community. I think that's real huge.
Definitely not a lot of fresh food markets around here. And that's a pretty good-sized garden, man. And, like, you know, a lot of people don't know it's right there. They arrive right past it. They're just thinking some kind of construction going on. And the whole time, it's an actual garden that has great products. Like, I had the product. Like, it's definitely good, you know. Hey, Danielle, have you been to the garden?
I was at the garden in the beginning stages, kind of helping, like, set it up. I haven't been there since then. But I definitely support.
Oh, you just don't know. They got some mustard greens around that thing, y'all. Man, you just don't know what you're missing. Ooh, some kale. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's
that up one day. Ooh, it was some good stuff there, man. Definitely some
good
stuff.
That's good. I'm definitely glad to hear that. I'm so glad that, you know, you have that fresh produce in the Tigers neighborhoods and things like that. I wish more people would take advantage of the opportunities and know what's in their communities instead of eating bagged and boxed foods and things like that with all these preservatives and hormones and things like that, which affects behavior, it affects everything. So it trickles, there's a trickle-down effect. You have children in the schools that, you know, just have behavioral problems, and there's nothing wrong with them. It's what they're consuming. And people don't understand that. It's what they're eating, what they're putting in their bodies and things like that with their you know, parents. And it's lack of knowledge. People don't understand. Or in lack of discipline. People don't, even if they do know, they don't see the long-term ramifications of the things that they put in their bodies.
And they got steroids, all kind of stuff in there. Like, and I found out, like, the steroids and all the nitrates that they putting inside the chicken breast, the chicken, like, that's what's causing some of our young guys to have man boobs, you know, to have, like, the extra chest on them. And then, you know, I'm going through that right now with my nephew, you know, trying to get that thing situated for me. I had to ask him, I said, you eat a lot of chicken? He's like, yeah, I eat a lot of chicken. And when I found out that they was putting a lot of the steroids in the chicken, that caused that extra meat that was on his chest. And it's just crazy, man. Like, definitely needs to be healthier. I have a detox cleanser recipe right now that I'm going to share with y'all. It's called green ginger cheese. Get a cup of berries or whatever berry, how many berries you want. You get any kind of berry. Blackberries are definitely good. I would go with blackberries if you get any kind of berries. Some fresh greens, any kind of greens. You can get leaf lettuce. You can get collard greens, whatever. You can get some, like, 2 cups of water. Make sure your water is alkaline water. Please definitely mess with the alkaline water. Do not just get the faucet water. Do not mess with that faucet water. If you do, boil it. Boil it till it's, like, damn near evaporated. Get you a little ginger root. You put that together, you blend it up in the mixer. Drink that, man, will clean you out, and you'll feel so good, so refreshed. So, just to give y'all a little recipe, that's one of the recipes. Every time on the show, I'm gonna try to share recipes with everybody. You know, so like try to feel healthier and things like that. So. That's just one of them.
I'll definitely add to, you know, put in my input as well, and I'll send you some things, just different
the recipes or just things on essential oils. You need to start using essential oils versus instead of going to the drugstore and getting Robitussin and things like that. And
right.
Just getting, using essential oils, using our fresh roots, herbs, things like that. Because like it's just a lot that's going on when we eat those animals, and I'm far from perfect, but I definitely know and trying and testing that discipline, trying to definitely get that discipline to stop eating meat, chickens, and I definitely have stepped away from the red meat, but chickens and things is also not good, turkeys and stuff like that, because you know those animals are put under stress. When they're not raised on farms, and then they're put under stress. So when they have that, when they're in those stressful situations, and they're beaten and taken apart and things like that, and they're while they're still alive, they're taking on so much stress. And even though
right.
they're dead, they still have that stress in their meat. And so when you eat that,
oh, yeah.
you ingest that stress.
Yep,
so that's why we have so much stress going on, so many hormones. We can't control our hormones, females, children, men. We can't control those things because we have those things. And it goes into, it's a lot deeper. But, the things that we take internally into our body says a lot about, our actions and our feelings and our thoughts and things like that.
You know what? You deserve a round of applause.
That was cute.
Yeah, I definitely like that. I just like how you put that though. Yeah, man, like the chicken, and like you said, you gotta be disciplined. And if you're not, and people will go back like me, it's hard. I love chicken. I love it. I love turkey. And it's like it's hard for me to like not eat it. Like red meat, I don't eat red meat at all. I don't really mess with it. I was addicted to McDonald's. I was addicted to Burger King. I was addicted to Wendy's. And all that did was put like an extra stomach on my stomach, an extra neck on my neck, and right now I haven't consumed none of that stuff in a long time, man. I haven't consumed none of that stuff, and I feel so good. I could just feel a difference in my body that by not consuming that kind of stuff, you'll totally feel, you'll feel more energetic, you'll feel totally alive, like. And like you said, the discipline thing is saying that when you said I had that craving, you'd be like, man, I need me a burger right now. I just got to eat that meat. I need me some fried chicken right now. I need some fried food. Yeah, so it's definitely a thing.
And a lot of us think when we have those cravings, it's not just cravings. Like when we feel like we need something, we need sugar, we need candy and stuff like that. That is not, and it might sound crazy, it might sound gross, but it's not. When you have those cravings that you just cannot, you feel like, oh my goodness, I need to go get some chocolate, I need to go get this, I need to go get that. It's usually a parasite that you have inside of you
that
you're feeding. You know, you're feeding that. So when you go get those unhealthy things, you're just feeding that parasite in your body when you have those undeniable cravings.
You're absolutely right, and it's like if you know your body well enough, you can actually feel it. Like you know it's something wrong with you. Like this, is not how I usually feel. So you definitely right about that. The parasite, y'all. Listen to that word, parasite. Do your research on parasites and food. You'll see what we're talking about. So I'm gonna take a commercial break because we almost had the end of the show, and I'm gonna play a classic song for y'all. I'm gonna see if y'all remember this. Cause I'm old school, so I like old school things. So I'm gonna play this classic song for y'all.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Days go by. There's room for you, room for me.
ever found yourself in a situation where you had to think fast? Think fast meaning with a positive thought. Sometimes negative thoughts, but mostly positive thoughts. You gonna go to a scene where you had to use the positive thoughts. Think about it.
I was sitting in a bar and a woman walks up to me and sit down. So we started talking, having a good time laughing and everything of that nature. And I asked her, can I buy her a drink? And she said, oh, sure, but no alcohol. It's bad for my legs. So I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Do your legs swell up? She said, no, they spread. So I instantly had a positive thought. I thought about it. Okay. Well, I'm a married man anyway, miss. And I gotta go home to my children. The whole time I'm not married. I just had a positive thought. If her legs spread on alcohol, ain't no telling who she been with. Ha, that's crazy. I'm not at the bar for that. Positive thought. You got to actually have two positive thoughts. Tell her I ain't married, I'm going to my kids, and I got condoms. If I say I got condoms, I'm gonna have to be having sex with her. There's nothing I wanna do. Positive thought. I have kids, I'm going home.
Precious budget of Fly High Entertainment.
All right, I'm back, y'all. That was a little skit that I did myself. I came up with. That was me on there. I did the voices and everything. You know, I try to be creative in the little studio that I do have. Just try to stay positive on everything. I enjoyed this first show. My show was a little rusty, in my opinion. I was a little off on some things. Y'all probably don't know, but I got more shows coming up, and I appreciate the time that y'all spent on this line with me and expressing y'all opinions and facts. Hopefully, y'all can join me on other shows. I'm gonna have other shows every Sunday. I definitely appreciate it, especially you, Keon, especially you, Danielle, and especially Scotty freaking Joe. But Keon, I'm gonna start with you, man. I definitely respect you as a man and as a role model in what you're doing in the community. Keep up the good work. There's no more words I can say. I really respect what you're doing, man. And I think a lot of people around the community respect what you're doing from east to west, south, bottom. Even guys down my job, they know who you are without you even knowing who they are. You know what I'm saying? When I wore the hoodie down there, they was like, yo, that's such and such joint. Yo, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, good people. And I was surprised. And like, because these guys from over west, and they was actually who you were when they looked at the hoodie. So I respect everything you're doing, man. Keep up the good work. You know, we're going to stay positive. We're going to work together. Once when I get more time to be in there involved, I'm going to be there. Definitely,
thanks,
man.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Give me some closing remarks.
It takes a village, man. It takes a village. That's all I need. That's a swish.
Yeah, it takes a village. Swish, y'all. Y'all here. Y'all going to be saying this a lot. Definitely.
Good job, Keon.
Definitely
appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks.
I appreciate
respect.
You also.
Now, much respect, bro. Much respect all the time. And Danielle, I definitely respect you, sister, for coming out with your own, you know, company, falls on with the nails and all the pedicures and stuff. You're the first one that I've seen in the city or even period with, like, natural products. And then, you make house calls. You go to barbershops. You go to salons. You got the notary thing going on. I mean, support this sister, y'all. I'm not bullcrapping, man. I got about 20 callers on the line right now. These people don't want, they just want to listen. And they hear all of this going on. So I need y'all to support Sister Danielle. I'm going to see her information, y'all. Find Danielle Acosta, Notary Public, 443-401-9336. Instagram, Danielle_mobilenotary. Danielle Acosta@gmail.com. Facebook.com/Danielle Acosta. Mama and Binta Nil. Binta means mother and daughter in Swahili. Remember that, y'all. Mother and daughter in Swahili. Manicures, pedicures, spa appointments, house calls, credit cards, everything. And I was looking at something that she wrote. It says, the only natural nails, no acrylic, no gel. The mind behind the business. The name is to teach my daughter the skills and to start a legacy for her to carry on. We work as a team. I mean, right there when I read that, man, that hit me so hard, man. I was just like, oh, man, this is phenomenal. And Danielle, I respect you. I hope we can have more sessions like this on the radio show. I'm looking forward to you. I know I bluffed on a couple of sales, but it wasn't my fault. Sorry about that. But don't worry. I'm gonna make that up to you. I'm gonna make sure that you get the sales. But I will support you in each and every way. And I'm glad that you came on the show tonight and gave your facts and perspective on everything. It was so detailed. I'm lost for words right now. This is my first show in 4 years, and I felt like that this is good, and I appreciate y'all being on the show. Definitely.
Thank you, Fly. We appreciate you. You definitely are mobile in the community. I honestly didn't have an idea that you even had a radio show, a talk show, a blog talk show until today. And then, I was just thoroughly impressed. So thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for just putting, just everything that you put on Facebook and, definitely teach us, learn from you. And I just like your perspective. Your perspective is always real and true and unapologetic, and I appreciate that about you.
That's thank you. I appreciate you. You're welcome. And we got to do this again, y'all. We got to do this again. Scotty Joe, you still there, your crazy self? But anyway, it's all good. I appreciate y'all, and I'm gonna end it with a nice song, something that we can just go out to, and it just represents us. And it's a song by Randy Newman. It's one of my favorite songs. It's called Baltimore, because we live in this city, and what we go through, just listen to the lyrics of this song, and it's good.
Beat up little seagulls on a marble step, trying to find an ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town down the street. Ain't nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here to me. Hooker on the corner, waiting for a train. Just lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. In a hide your face, in a hide your eyes. Cause the city's dying, and you don't know why.
Yo, how did that go though, yo?
I don't know. I would have to be a listener to see, because I wasn't going to do nothing. That just happened. Sure.
Yo, why?
That wasn't bad, because they were too positive, so I wasn't trying to, like, do dumbass shit. They too positive.
Yo, why y'all send me a text to say, yo, that's Lenny, yo. I know his voice. He say, yo, he's funny, yo.
He said,
yo, that's Lenny, yo. He is funny.
How the hell are you picking that up?
I don't know, yo, because you sound like you weren't putting your effort into it to change it up. You sound, like, similar. And then the way you jumped in, without me, like, introducing Scotty Joe, like, yo, I got Carl on the line, he probably caught on to it or whatever.
Yeah, he blew the cover.
He texted me, though.
Yeah. He said, man, what's that, Lenny?
He said, Lenny crazy, bro.
So I was the highest figure out. He must have went along with the shit. Because he must have went along with it and shit.
Yeah. He didn't know. He ain't know at first until I think he caught on later on.
Cause he probably think you know nobody from fucking you probably you ain't sure you ain't tell him or maybe
I ain't never tell him.
So how many people was listening though?
Like 20.
And they ain't say shit though.
Nah, they ain't say nothing. They was just listening.
Wow. Well, you can't prove it to me.
What?
I say you can't prove it with me, really. And I put effort into it, especially as I saw going on in the same ignorant shit. That's when I was locked in right there.
I was like, man, this nigga sucks. Dirt.
Well, as I was going on, I would start filling it up and shit. But I don't see how he could have figured that was me, because I thought I'd done a good job of, like, talking like that.
Nigga, you sound alike, man. You sound damn alike with everything.
So, because I was doing that Winston voice, man, like, oh, damn, it worked. So I couldn't even do that, because I was trying to do his voice.
Yeah, I know. I said, nigga, sound like Winston and shit.
But they ain't know that Scotty Joe. I like really like locked in there, so I don't think how he could even figure that out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he sent me a text saying, yo, that nigga crazy, yo.
Damn. And the Broncos and Peyton's launching that shit.
What he got?
Bro, they just scored on Isaac. He only got two, but he threw probably on three only. He's probably approaching like 400 yards passing.
I'm so mad at the Ravens, bro. That's what
yeah.
He brought it back twice, Lenny. And them niggas, that defense sucked, yo. Yo, Andy Dalton threw that shit like it wasn't nothing, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, I don't even think we making the playoffs this year.
And we lose one more, the Vap.
I got
100
likes on that shit.
Yeah, but he tell you should have, man, that ain't fucking like. Honestly, he don't even hear me talk like that to know my voice.
Yo, I don't know if he got somebody in the back room. He caught on, nigga. I'm telling you, bro. I can see the sack.
I don't think he brought you know no right fucking name. No damn Scotty, yeah. Alright, well, I already dressed my voice. I hit you tomorrow.